guys, and welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. You know, I love the way that I feel at church on Sundays. I love sitting in the classes and listening to the wonderful lessons. I love as we read scriptures and share our testimonies. I love going home and feeling whole and fulfilled after church. But then when I get home and somewhere between Monday and next Sunday, I forget about those feelings. Life gets busy and my focus is on other things, and it's not until next Sunday most of the time that I get to feel them again. One of the common questions I have received from you guys is, how can I feel God in my life every day? And it's a question that I ask myself all the time as well. How can we feel God in our everyday life? So I decided that I would instead ask those around me how they feel God's love every day. And luckily, I have some great friends that had some awesome advice. My friend Sarah says that one thing that helps her see God in her life every day is keeping a journal. And I'd never thought about that before. We're always encouraged to, you know, keep a journal and write. And I always thought it was more for like family history and genealogy and all that stuff. But she says she writes in it every day, even if it's just a couple of sentences, and records about her day. And it helps her point out where she saw God's hand in her life that day. Sometimes we don't realize the little miracles that we have, or, you know, the little moments of happiness that we have throughout our day. And it takes us writing them down to be able to recognize them and point them out. So you can review your day and point out the great things about it. If you're more of a visual or a hands-on person, maybe starting a journal is for you. It's nice to be able to go back and read about your day and where you saw the hand of God throughout it. And even maybe in the future, if you're having a difficult time in your life or going through an obstacle, you can read back and see that God is there and that He's always been there and that He's still going to be there for you now. My friend Daniel said that he tries to go into his day with a goal to serve others. When he serves and helps others, it helps him feel God's love for him, and it helps him feel God's love for others as well. You can feel God's love in your life as you choose to be kind and helpful to those around you. Even if it's something small like ironing your husband's shirt for work or organizing someone's desk at work, always be looking out for those small ways that you can serve somebody throughout your day. And lastly, I asked my friend Haley, and she said, start off your day with a prayer. It makes all the difference in the world. Make sure also that you listen to positive and upbeat media, whether it's on your car ride home or at the end of the day. You can listen to hymns, conference talks, or an awesome podcast on MormonChannel.org. Surround yourself with uplifting and edifying messages so that you can feel God in your life. And I think ultimately what it all comes down to, the answer to this question is obedience. As we obey the commandments of the Lord and the teachings of the gospel, we'll come to feel more of God in our everyday life. It's the little things like daily prayer, like Haley said, and scripture study, as corny as it sounds. That's why prophets and church leaders are always inviting us to follow these small steps, because it's through them that we can feel God's love for us. I invite you to try it out. Start with something simple like daily prayer. Pay attention to the feelings that you have when you're doing this, and you'll feel God. Try reading your scriptures, even if it's just a couple of verses, and pay attention to the feelings that you have while you're reading your scriptures. You can even feel God in your life just by going on a walk and being around nature or looking around you. God is everywhere. Remember, everything around us and everything that has been created testifies that there is a God. For me personally, I feel God when I'm at home with my husband. I love those moments when we kneel down to pray together at night, or the moments when we're both just cleaning around the house together. And I know that these aren't great, like powerful things, but it's when I most feel Him. Don't think that you can only feel God at church or at the temple. You can feel God wherever you are. It all just depends on, you know, what we're doing. So how do you feel God in your life? What moments define those feelings for you? Let us know by leaving a comment below. And you know, there's a great Mormon message called My New Life about a lady named Stephanie and how even through the obstacles and challenges in her life, she still feels God's love and his hand in her everyday life. So be sure to check it out. And thanks for tuning in to today's show. Make sure to listen every Monday through Friday for your daily dose of inspiration.